I'm Jackie Leonard with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, an uneasy calm prevails in Crimea amidst a military standoff between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile in Moscow, President Putin insists he still recognizes Ukraine's ousted President Viktor Yanukovych as the legitimate leader.
It's clear he doesn't have any power. That's understandable. And I want to repeat that the legitimate president, in purely legal terms, is, of course, Yanukovych.
So what impact might this have for the US Secretary of State's meeting in Kiev with those who replaced him? Also in this podcast, an ancient virus has been brought back to life by French scientists after lying dormant for at least 30,000 years. And we'll hear about the last letters written by Japanese kamikaze pilots to their loved ones during the Second World War.
Dear Mother, my one regret is I could not do more for you before I die. But to die as a fighter for the Emperor is an honor. It is something you can feel happy about. Do not feel sad.
Could climate change unleash deadly viruses that have lain dormant for thousands of years? It's possible, according to a group of French scientists who have, for the first time, revived an ancient virus that had been buried in Siberian permafrost for 30,000 years. Fortunately, the one they found wasn't deadly to humans, but it did cause some nasty damage to an amoeba they tested it on. Our science reporter, Rebecca Morel, spoke about the findings.
It's an absolutely incredible piece of research. So the virus was found buried about 30 metres down in the Siberian permafrost, and it's been lying there dormant, not doing anything for the last 30,000 years, but it was taken out and it sprung back to life, which is pretty incredible, and the first time that a virus this old has actually been revived. It's also quite a weird virus too. It's very big in size. You can actually see it under a microscope, which is really unusual for a virus, and it's the biggest virus scientists have ever found, so old and revived.
And it's under control or not?
Yes. So the good news is this doesn't actually infect humans or animals. But scientists are worried that there could be more deadly viruses lurking down there in the deep layers of the permafrost. Smallpox, for example, that was around thousands of years ago. It's eradicated now on the surface, but there is a chance if those deep layers were penetrated...